everything that we do has to be by the Spirit of God. So we've entered this other realm where God takes care of everything, right? And so just to kind of beat up on Chris a little bit, he doesn't redirect you. He slays you so that then he can bring you back as a new kind of person. Okay. The old man has to perish, and the new man gets renewed day by day. And so that's Christ's mode of operation, and that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. Do you know that the greatest event in the New Testament is the resurrection of Christ from the dead? That's the greatest event. And then bringing back the Holy Spirit so we can be resurrected with him. Hi, Taba. How are you? You know, I don't know why I dreamt about you last night, that you were in an island in the Pacific. And it was for work, and that she was it was work, but it was education as well. I don't know why you were in the South Pacific. That and then you were in some kind of resort, and you were teaching and sharing and stuff like that. I'm like, what's Taba doing here? You know, and there were some other details in there that I'll share with you. But don't be surprised. He might need you to go. Okay. What else do I want to say? That we had a good teaching yesterday morning. Pastor Jerry, thank you for the costliness of it and how we are walking in this. Let's see, maybe Pastor Ross needs to minister this morning. Do you want the mic? Or Pastor Mike or Pastor Cannon? Since there's only a few of us, I can play around. To start anyway. But there's this unique place in Christ that we share. And he's always going to give us. So Derek can't be Derek anymore, right? Derek. Or, yeah, wait a minute, man. Is that, huh? Me so much Trevor. He's like, finally, I'm out of here. Amen. Amanda probably needs a nap. So Derek can't be Derek anymore. He has to turn to somebody else. You know, it's like when God's anointing gets on you, you start to become another person. And that's the power of the Spirit of God to turn us into somebody else. But to the natural mind, it really makes no sense at all for that to happen. But the Spirit of God can do it, right? He can do it by his grace and by his power. If we let him take control, like Chris was saying up here, all things are good. I think she said something like that. I'm good. In other words, the Holy Spirit has everything in control. He has everything in control and all things are okay. And so is everything okay? I see people peeping over there and... Oh, that is an issue. Okay. Is Rainy going to help you or? Okay. All right. We're okay. Praise God. Great day. We got plenty of help now. Yeah. I guess everybody can file into the back. There's probably some good teaching going on back there. It's got to be by his Spirit. And it's got to be for his glory. And, you know, I want to reiterate that. That's got to be by his Spirit. And so we... have sort of a typical teaching on it, but you know, let's get a little bit deeper inside of it, because if it's not by his Spirit, then we can come to nothing. And so what we have to learn to abandon the old life so the Spirit can work something according to his will and according to his purpose. And it's always going to be to his glory, like, right? You know, I was talking to someone earlier and they were saying, you know, I've done this and I've accomplished this and I've accomplished this. But I finally come to the point where whatever I accomplished, it's really nothing. Right. So I got, he or she said, I got this degree. I got this. I accomplished this. I accomplished that. And I was proud of myself at one point, you know, proud of my accomplishments. But now, unless Christ accomplishes something in me, according to his purposes, I'd rather for that to be dung. You know what dung is, right? And so that's sort of what's been wrong with the church, you know, over time that we've. And it's kind of like it's the new cross says, yeah, just bring your accomplishments and give glory to God for them. And God's like, wait a minute. It's like, remember Paul said, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. I did all this. I was raised up. I knew all about the commandments. He said, now I'd rather have Christ and let all that stuff go. I mean, I work hard for that stuff. I work hard for that. And he said, now that's nothing. And here's how we get away from that. Carol, you might as well stay up a little closer. Sit right there next to Chris, if you would, after you deliver that. Because I really do need to pray for you. You know, God gets over his purposes over onto you, and they may be nothing what you planned about. Because really, your plan is your plan. And, you know, you can't, you know, the new cross says, okay, I liked your plan before you got saved. So, God, let me bring my plan into this new cross and just sort of put your name on top of it. And so we can't challenge that because we, you know, you're blessed and we can see the good things happen. And I guess the definition of blessing to the natural man is that he's getting his way. There's no crucifixion in it. There's no dying to self in it. There's no, God had to, I had to lose myself before God can find me. And so, you know, before wealth has to come destruction. In other words, God has to do a work on Taba. I'm going to pick on Taba before I get here. I'm going to pick on Taba. Before she goes to South Pacific, God has to melt her down to zero. And like Chris said, you know, is there another way to do this, God? No. You know what the scripture says in Isaiah 50? That it pleased God to bruise Jesus. It pleased him. You know, Pastor Jerry was teaching yesterday, and we know that verse, Kristen, we like to quote, you know, God, I know the plans I have for you. And then you'd be asking God, okay, can you tell me those plans? But I'm not sure you want to know. Because really, it pleases him to bruise you too. Do you want to know the bruising plans? Do you really want to know how he's going to grind you to powder? Do you really want to know what he's going to take you through to get you to his purposes? Because his ways are not ours. His ways are far higher than ours. So here's Moses. Do you know that Moses had to go into the wilderness for 40 years? You want to know his plans, how to get you there? Can you endure that kind of thing for 40 years? All I'm doing is tending sheep. But all that time, God's reducing him, liquidating the man. Kristen, there's a liquidation process going on, right? Kristen was like, she's about halfway. And I'm being generous. Right? I'm going to liquidate you. But sooner or later, once the liquidation is done and you come out of the grave, you're going to be able to dance on it. And so here's the Spirit of God says, Remember Zechariah, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. And so it takes a long time for us to learn that. But Pastor Mike, God, there has to be something left in me that's worthy of this kingdom. There has to be a little bit. Can you stop reducing? Can you stop liquidating? There has to be something left of value to this kingdom. And God says, oh, no. There's nothing left, Derek. You mean nothing? Because listen, the old creation is doomed, is judged, and you were a part of it. Everything in it had to go, every socket, every hidden thing, everything that we thought might have, won the praise of God. And he's like, no, sir. See, we're like Peter. He said, Jesus, there's got to be something in me to help you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there when you're crucified. It's got to be. I want to help you in this crucifixion. And when they look at that little girl say, oh, I know you were with him. A little bitty girl. I know you were with him. You're like, oh, no. That wasn't me. It looked like me. It was another Galilean. It wasn't me. I never knew the man. It's a part of his liquidation. Because we got to convince you that there's nothing in you that's of any value to this kingdom. Your righteousness is my righteousness. It's like filthy rags. I'm talking about even when we're born again, we still got a whole lot of that stuff. Not by might. Not by power. And he's God's working on Moses for all that time, 80 years, he's working on that man. So that when you start delivering Israel there, you won't take none of that glory. Because y'all know how Tabi is. She can come back from the South Pacific and she's going to have on badges and, all kind of head wraps and stuff like that. I've been to the South Pacific. For the Lord, glory be to God. Well, that glory be to God is just a phrase in that case. Tabitha wants you to know it's her. Tabitha, I'm playing, Didn't sound like it did there. I was pretty convincing. Listen, I know the plans that I have for Amanda. And you know what it says? To do her good and do her no harm. You crucify me. I thought you were going to do me good. That crucifying is good for you. See, we have a different concept of that. But it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. In other words, like Chris said is, everything is going to plan. But you say, I'm down in the dumps. Everything is going to plan. Everything is going to work out to good for those who love me. The death is going to turn to life for his glory. For his glory. This is God's hand on you. That we have to redefine what blessings are. We have to understand and have a development of what God's ways are like. Because Carolyn, all he thinks about is you. So all I think about is you. And so just the same way I sent Jesus, and the same way he had to rely on my Holy Spirit for everything, I put him in a whole different realm. It couldn't be by any flesh. It's got to be by the Spirit of God, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. I know how to raise my son up. As a matter of fact, when he went to hell and died, I knew how to raise him from the grave. That was my purpose. It may have seemed like death had the whole avenues over his life and all the control, but I got my plan. I got my plan. Deborah, I know how to raise the dead. So when you get in a sticky situation, don't cry, don't fret. It pleased Jehovah to put you there. It pleased them. You say, how can that be? Not by might, not by power. Remember, the whole surrounding of that not by might, not by power. It's Zerubbabel saying, how are we going to get over in this thing? It kind of reminds me of Dre. Here's what it reminds me of. Ezekiel 37. Can these dead bones live? Right. D, can we put that up there? Because we need to read that. The hand of Jehovah was upon me. Oh, my God. And he brought me out in the spirit of God. And he set me down in the midst of a valley and was full of bones. Nothing. In other words, Pastor Mike was there. He was just bone. He had no spirit life in him. Atavo was definitely there. Derek was there. B, right? Pastor Rob, she was there times four. It was four of them down there. And lo, they were dry. He caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, you know, Lord. And again, he said unto me, prophesy over these bones. And he said to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Okay, let me start. Keep it there, D. BJ was dead in trespasses and sins. And God started to breathe on him, right? And so here's the Holy Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, right? BJ is deader than dead, and God started to breathe on him. He was the valley of the dry bones, and God started to breathe on him, right? This is a different comprehension of the scriptures. So God says, hey, you know, Rob was dead. There's nothing left in him that can supply anything to this new kingdom. He's dead. He's dead, dead, dead. There's nothing in him that can raise up higher than this. I can't get to this kingdom level. In other words, he's in the valley. Ezekiel saw Robert. Is there anything good in Nazareth? Is there any good in Robert? Not one thing. Until God starts to breathe on him. And he brings up into the new creation. And he said, and I will lay sandals upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. And put breath in you, and and you will live, Rob, and you shall know that I am Jehovah, right? And I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, an earthquake, and the bones came together, bone to bone, right? Here's the Spirit of God doing this, right? I'm trying to tell you that's what's happening in your life right now. BJ, you had no spiritual value at all. Zero. Until God started breathing on you. And he started connecting your bones with Jesus' bone. And you start to, God started hovering on him. You know what he did at the beginning? When there was darkness and void. And God started hovering over him. And BJ is like, great day. And there's no flesh can do this to me. There's something else happening to me that from another realm that I never saw before. Bones starting to join to bone. Before that, I was in death. I was in the judgment of the fallen Adam. And now the life of God is starting to plant itself inside of me. In other words, when I'm adding sandals to you, I'm starting to live in you. And I'm turning you into a new man. And now you're starting to see by the spirit, not by just your natural eyes. Now you're starting to see in the spirit realm. Oh, I got discernment now. I have revelation now. I have insight now. I have vision now. So I don't see, because I have the vision of Christ, I don't see a situation that can never be changed, I see God changing them by his spirit. What man and death couldn't do, God's starting to do by his spirit. So my only hope now for my whole life now, Chris and Rocky, is what God's doing inside of me. That's the only hope that I have for my life. It's hidden. Right. He's able to do both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Whatever his good pleasure is, just breathe it on the inside of me. Breathe in me again tomorrow. Breathe in me again the next day. Right? Keep breathing in me, Lord. Keep breathing. You know, we don't have the breath of God like we should. So it's one thing to know about Christ and that he was born of a virgin. He was raised from the dead and such. But if that, he's not breathing that revelation in you, that Christ life is not doing you any good. It's no good to know the man for just from history. We got to know that his active presence is deep inside of us and that we're feeling the glory start to rise up in the inside. Come on, Carol. That we're feeling the glory of God that's rising up on the inside of us. We belong to a separate order, and his name is Christ Jesus. It's dynamic. One of the things about Tara, when she went to South Pacific, they were all speaking a different language. And Tava was, it was like Greek to her. You know, and it's kind of like this kingdom. You know, God calls you to a kingdom, and they say, and everybody's talking about spirit and revelation and understanding, his eyes that can see the heavenlies and these angels and these doves and, you know, four living creatures and a new level of understanding. I'm still speaking English. And here's the significance, Taba, I think, what's going on with that. You know, the kingdom of God is like this faraway place. Because you were in a place that was so far away, it was like, wow, that's a long way. The other side of the world. And here's God saying to us, my kingdom is not of this world. And Pastor Jerry, unless I breathe, unless you see that you were dead and that I had to breathe a new kind of life on the inside of you, you're very far from the kingdom, right? Kristen, we had to have an experience with God. I'm talking about literal experience. I'm saying that you had to have some kind of encounter with heaven that's, oh, heaven is for real. Listen, it can't just be a movie. Are you listening? I'm not down in the movie. I liked it. I mean, the one time, I ain't trying to see it three or four. But what good is heaven for real to the little boy? And you can go, and if you haven't been there, you see, are y'all following me? Tom, I got to have a living encounter. This is why I say it. The grace event that happened in the New Testament with the resurrection of Christ. And you know why? Because he took you with him. Not just positionally, but actively. So his now, Taba, resurrection South Pacific. Resurrection South Pacific, right? God, show me the South Pacific. Right? In other words, make it real. The Holy Spirit can make the same thing that he raised Jesus from the dead. He can make the same thing real in Carolyn.
Yes.
Are y'all following me? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead can dwell in you and quicken your whole life. Same Spirit. Why did he write that in there in Romans 8? Why did he write that? Because it's that salvation. It's not just reading about Jesus' resurrection. It's that Taba went with him. Come on, right now. Come on, right now. See, she feeling that. See, she feeling that.
Right now.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. See, you sense it inside. Now it's more than just reading about it. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit and for my glory. For his glory. You know why God raised Jesus from the dead? For his own glory. You know why God raised Tabitha from the dead? For his own glory. It's for his own glory. That's why you have to go through stuff. That's why you have to go through stuff. That's why we have to go through things, Rob. Because God's going to get the glory out of it, right? It's for God's glory. Why did Jesus have to go to hell? Because it's God's glory was attached to it. If he could have done it without that, I mean, I just want, you know, I have to have my glory. As soon as Carolyn went up, God got glorified. God got glorified. Yeah, that's right. That's right. God got glorified. As soon as Carolyn went up, God got glorified. It's not because of some doctrine. It's because I saw myself in a resurrected place with Christ. And all I can do is say, resurrection life, resurrection life, resurrection life. And God gets glory. Pastor Jerry. Remember what Jesus said to Lazarus' sister? This death. It's not. It's I let him die. I let him die. I could have came before, you know. It took you 3 days to get here, Lord. I just let it happen, right? I let it happen. I just let it happen. Because this death is for the glory of God. Some of the things that you're going through, it's just for the glory of God. Take Robert out of the way. And then God can get the glory out of it, right? He lets us go through things. 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 So that we would come out of this little narrow place into this wide place where God's getting glory. And then he's putting his spirit on his son. That was really Jesus' whole life, right? Remember, that's the whole Jesus' whole life. I'm just doing this for the glory of God. Why are you not going? Because God won't be glorified if I go. Why do you go? Because so God can get the glory. So God can get the glory. See, that takes you out of the way. Enough of that new cross. Let's go back to the old one, where we get reduced and liquidated that God can get some glory. You have your way, God gets no glory. Who said that? Oh, Shelly, thank you. You have your way. See, since Carolyn's up here, can I talk about your mom? Okay. Chantel, I got to reduce Carolyn to nothing. I got to reduce her down to zero. If you lose your life, you'll save it. If I had a picture of a zero, I put it on, right? I got it, man, I got to get her to zero. Because as soon, anything other than zero, if it's plus two, forget about 100%, if it's 2%, you still going to be in your own glory. Somewhere, Ataba, you're going to sneak in. Did y'all see what I did? Right? Why y'all didn't notice? I got to reduce you. I got to reduce you. See, when they start getting revelation on this, then we'll be saying, God, have your way in my life so that you can get the glory. Look, don't let my life be about me anymore. My accomplishments, my achievements, right? I remember you go to speak, Derek. They want your biography and all the things you did, right? Can y'all hear what? Y'all ever heard that? Well, we need your biography. You got to give people confidence. Well, who your confidence has got to be in the Holy Spirit. He's taking your life to a different plane. That's why Jesus could pray, the same glory, God, that you gave me, you give to them. See? Same glory. But he's got to erase us, reduce us, liquidate us, right? There's a whole new definition to the word perfection. Only God can perfect that which concerns me. Only God. I don't even know what it looks like. What are you talking about? Perfect? What are you talking about? We're just flesh. We're just enamel. We're only a covering. What do you call stuff when you're shellacking on the top? We're not even. We're just laminated window dressing, little gloss, vanity gloss. You know, vanity with gloss on it. But we won't be recognized. We won't recognize. Can you see I'm glowing, pee? I'm glowing. You know, Moses had they put a veil on him, but underneath that glow were trials and trials and trials and reduction and reduction and reduction and reduction, reduction. And every time he was reduced, heaven sung. They got around the throne. May God be glorified. May God be glorified. Because now he can work through a vessel. The center of this human world is man. All we can think about is ourselves. You know, the whole world revolves around us. If it doesn't happen the way we want it, we won't be reduced. Christ wants to be the center, but we won't let it happen. Oh, we won't let it happen, you know, if I agree with it. We won't let it happen if I agree with it. But if it caused you any pain, if it pleased Jehovah to bruise you, I ain't agree with that. I want to be blessed and highly favored. Right? So that's a terrible, terrible life that spouts out of that little saying. You know what blessed and highly favored is, Chris? When God can take you down to nothing. Because if God doesn't see to do that, something's wrong in your life. If he doesn't bring you things that you have to overcome and you have to let the Spirit of God overcome it through you, you can never reach the high places in the kingdom of God. We belong to a separate order, in a separate way. I'm sorry, Carol. You standing up here. Bless you.
I'm
okay. Okay. Amen. Here's what happens when Moses gets to the wilderness and God's finished up his wilderness journey and God's about to call him to go to Israel, take him out of Egypt. Shows him that flame of fire, that flame, the bush on fire, but it wouldn't go out. Take off your shoes. You know what those shoes were? Those shoes. Take off the shoes of the natural humanism. Of any natural works, any human ambition, any plans of the flesh, anything you think you ought to be, take them shoes off, because this holy ground is only the ground that I work on. I work on this ground right here. I direct your life. I show you how to do it. I give you the power to do it. I give you vision for it, right? Spiritual vision, though. Spiritual vision. See, vision for us in the natural is we sort of make plans and we say, I got a vision, I'm writing it down. God wasn't in it at all. It's all about you. You, your ministry, your life, we got, you know, your ambitions and stuff like that. That's not vision. Spiritual vision is totally different. Spiritual vision will see other people dead. And God, they're going to live. I'm going to prophesy life over them. But it's all going to be by the Spirit of God. So look, there's hope for your lost relatives. There's hope if we start seeing like Christ sees, right? If we get reduced to nothing and start seeing like he sees, we have a vision for the lost. You know, Pastor Cannon was talking to us on Thursday night. He said, I was in a dream. And people were around me and they were saying, hey, you know, where'd you get these words from? Where'd you get these words from? Where'd you get these words from? This is in his dream. Here comes the Holy Spirit telling him, I'm going to give you the words to say. In other words, Derek has to get reduced to nothing and then come back up that God can speak the words of life over death out of his bosom. That's what's beginning to happen. All right. I didn't finish this, did I, D? And now behold, there were lo, sinews upon them, and flesh came up, and the skin covered above them, and there was no breath in them. Then said he to me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and said to the wind, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Don't be afraid, God, to slay you, because he's going to prophesy breath back in you from a whole nother place. That's the cross. That's the cross. So I prophesied these commanded me, and then breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. It's a spiritual army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost, and we are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, I will open your graves. I'll open your graves. In other words, as far as God was concerned, this is what he saw. They were in the grave. And then they went into captivity, but they were in the grave. I'll open up your graves and cause you to come out. I'll call you to come out of your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into a land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, O my people. You know the world is a grave. And I will put my spirit into you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. This is the kingdom of God, right? This is all prophecy of the kingdom of God. And you should know that I, Jehovah, have spoken it and have performed it, saith Jehovah. For his glory. For his glory. You see what you have to look forward to? We're not of this world. We're not of this world. Why do y'all look alike? We're not of this world. Miss Nida. I need to pray for you before we leave. We are not of this world. He's God, man, to taking us out of the graves of the world, putting us in a brand new, fresh kingdom. Here's the deal with that, though. I operate it. God says, I operate it. Right? I work in you both the willing to do your good pleasure. So just praise and wait. Just praise and wait. Just praise and wait. Right? Just let me do the work inside of you, right? You may think you're this, but I say you're that. And by the way, I'm going to put gifts of the Spirit in you. I'm going to put an anointing on the inside of you. I'm going to put resurrection life on. Who's saying that? Who's saying? I'm going to put resurrection life on the inside of you. Taba won't be Taba anymore. Right? Jacob wasn't Jacob anymore. Who was he? He was Israel. Taba won't be Taba anymore. She'll be South Pacific. Right? Something. Are y'all following me? Let God do the work. Not by might. Not by power. If we're coming out of this out of the grave order into the life order, all by the Spirit of God, all by God's purposes, all by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you do the work. You do the work, right? Carol felt the anointing of life on the inside of her. Okay, so here we're walking in the power of the new creation, old things have passed away. God's bringing us into a whole new order, right? We're not subject to death anymore. We're living the life of lives. We've ascended. We belong, you know, in God's mind, see, we think death is when you turn 100 and then, you know, the body laid down. God says, I see you died before that. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. You were dead, and there was no good thing, no, not one good thing. The mouths were open grave. They were, you know, remember Romans 1 and 2? And God raised you from the dead. So there'd be no problem for Rob. I raised Robert from the dead, right? I raised Robert from the dead. I raised your husband from the dead. That means I can do anything with his life. He was in a pit. Now I can do anything with his life. I can do anything. Listen, I can do anything. Raquel used to dwell in this little small, narrow place. Now I can raise her to an open field of milk and honey. Right? I can live in a resurrection that's far past man, right? I can start giving her dreams of the new creation now. Crystalline will start prophesying about the heaven of heavens because that's the realm that she belongs to. She might have a word for us today. If you have a word, you let me know. You let me know. Don't let my message go down the drain, okay? Don't let it go down the drain. Amanda can speak now a heavenly language. I'm not talking about tongues. Amanda, I'm not talking about tongues. I'm talking about my example that Tabo went to another country and they spoke a different language. The Holy Spirit speaks a different language than we do. Are y'all listening to me? He speaks a different language. It's a different comprehension. It's a different mathematics. It's a different language. 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. It's totally different. The whole makeup is different. But when he raises you, he changes your mind, right? He changes your speech. Rocky says something, and the world don't understand it, but Crystalline does. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about because we belong to the same country. I know I'm speaking spiritual things to you, but we're grabbing a hold of this thing. Pastor, you can't be yawning on my message. Oh, so I'm just going to give you the mic. All right. Praise God. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Bless God, ye peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. That was good, Derek. Who holdeth our soul in life and suffers not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Y'all still like me? Y'all still with him? You test me. You proved us, right? You tested us as silver is tried. So Rob, we're going to get rid of that glossy enamel stuff and get some real stuff going. Thou brought us into the net. God, who brought you to the net? You know y'all need a net. It's a net. I got to get you into a trap. I got to get you into a net. What kind of, I laid a soil burden on you, Crystal, and not a little small light one. I laid a tight one on you. I know how to lay a tight one on you. I know my plans for you, to do you good, to give you hope for a future, right? But I got to do this first. This is part of my plan. I brought you into a net. You laid a sore burden upon our loins. Thou didst cause men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. This life in the spirit is not cheap.
that's costly. It's costly. How are you going to go through your net experience? You're going to fight? You're going to complain? Are you going to curse God and die? Are you going to? Are you going to give him praise and thanksgiving? Because with vision, I can see on the other side of this thing. It may look like death to me, but thank God for the resurrection and the life. If there's no net, there's no resurrection, right? If there's no liquidation, there's no new ascension. Okay, so God's doing that through this. He's bringing us out into a wealthy place. Do I have anything else, D? When you and I come under the initial operation of the Holy Spirit by which we are born again, we come on to a high ground, the high ground for the glory of God. When the Holy Spirit pursues his course in our experience by discipline, chastening, instruction, he is governed by that originating purpose of God for the glory of God alone. When the Holy Spirit comes to anoint, to call, to service or ministry or anything like that, it is with this one thing, it's all for the glory of God. It's not to give you a name. It's all for the glory of God. It's not for you to do this and that. It's for the glory of God. I'll be very kind today on that. The glory of God is not that we might be saved and have all the blessings of salvation and sanctification. We'll be used in service, not to be a praise ourselves or any praise at all, but that the glory is for God. Holy Spirit is working to perfect the saints according to Christ, who is the realization of the glory of God, so that by the Spirit's work, we are being brought into conformity of Christ. The glory of God should be revealed in us, just like it was revealed in him. That is the method of the Spirit is just to make Christ full in us. Now I got to pray for you. The travail of the Spirit, the energy of the Spirit, the longing of the Spirit, all the direction and the object of the Holy Spirit is to bring the fullness of Christ into saints and the saints into the fullness of Christ. It's all about Christ and his fullness and the glory of God, right? Imagine your life full of him. Neither can I pray for you. Imagine your life full of him. Imagine his glory full in your life. Imagine the prayers of Dr. Cannon breaking the power of the old life and bringing in the glory of God, the resurrection of God. Imagine the instincts that you get once you get this spiritual discernment on the inside. Oh, that's not life. That belongs to the old order. I've got the new cross, the new Christ inside of me. I can see like I couldn't see before. We belong to a different dispensation, a different order. New babies coming her way. New babies. Somebody else has something on this. If you have it, please stay. New babies, not only in the natural, not only passenger in the natural, but the new babies coming in the spirit. New spirit, matter of fact, the emphasis is on spiritual babies, spiritual children, awakenings around your household, awakenings around your family members, awakenings around those who belong to your natural loins, awakenings in the spirit, awakenings all done by the Holy Ghost, not by might, not by power, but the Holy Ghost is awakening your seed. He's awakening your children, and he's telling me to call them your seed because they're spiritual children, and that he's awakening the spiritual loins. Somebody else has something about this. Please don't sit on it. There's an awakening happening inside your home. Spiritual infants that have to be raised up in the kingdom of God with truth and with light and with revelation as put on their table, right? Truth, light, and revelation put on their table to feed them. Not religion, not the natural order, but truth and light and revelation will be the hunger of their souls. And you'll be able to feed them by the revelation you get
from being raised from the dead with Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Randy, will you come pray for her too? Come on, come on. Yes, we need to do this. Yes, there's another order and there's another standard that the kingdom of God is starting to establish in this house and in this region. It's an order of the Spirit, not by might, not by flesh, not by natural reasoning, but the Spirit of God will give light, revelation, truth, and understanding and discernment by the grace of God. Grace, grace, grace.
So when Pastor said that somebody have something, so the Lord is saying that he hears every cry, every tear, every pain, every heartache that you pray for your family. But there's a daughter coming home. There's a daughter coming home. There's a daughter coming home. And when this daughter comes home, there's going to be a rejoicing, not only in your family, but a rejoicing in heaven. Because this daughter is coming home. Because he heard you. He heard you. He heard every word, everything you spoke, every pain you felt. He said you could have almost prayed that blood would have dripped through you through so much pain. But there's a daughter coming home. A daughter is coming home. And the rejoice. Yes, we rejoice. He says, yes, we rejoice here on earth because a daughter's coming home. But the rejoice that is in heaven. We have not even visualized the rejoice that is coming in heaven. The daughter's coming home.
It's beautiful. Let's hope Randy wasn't going to hold out. There's a whole distinction. Crystal, will you come help me do this? There's a whole distinction between the natural and the spiritual. Are y'all listening to me? There's a whole distinction. They never touch. They never meet. There's a distinction between the natural and the spiritual. There's a distinction about it. All that opening up of the grave is crossing over out of one into the other. When he said, I'm going to take you out of the grave, what he's saying is, I'm taking you to another realm. I'm taking you to a realm that only spirit will work. Excuse me for putting my hand in. Only spirit will work. You have to see there's a distinction. So then you pull on God. God, show me where the distinction is. I'm so used to this natural stuff. I don't know anything about this. But you put a line there that you'll never get crossed. And so when I get saved, Derek, I get saved out of the natural into this other realm. But then he has to show me every drop of it. Every tittle, every dot of that new realm. I have got to get it from the Holy Ghost. I can't get it from any type of sermonizing. I can't get it from reading. I have to have, not by might, not by power. I have to have the Spirit to touch me and guide me over into this whole new thing. As soon as I cross back over, I'm back in the deaf side. Right? But see, now I can, if once I get on the spirit side, I can pray like Randy prayed over her. I can see it. I can see what I'm praying, right? I didn't hear anybody else pray it. I can now see what I'm praying. This is how the Bible worked, right? They prophesied life, right? Joseph said, when you leave Egypt, take my bones with you because I can see you already in a whole new kingdom. I got the discernment from God. I'm operating in another realm. I'm operating in another order, and it's all by the Spirit. Now I'm in life and not death. And together, how excruciating ever it may be to get out of the old into the new, you thank God for it. And no matter how deep the trial is on your loins and how disappointed it makes you feel, if he's working out for his glory, you thank God. Because we don't want to be on that other death realm side of things anymore. I don't care what I accomplished over here that may look good. There's nothing in me until God releases me to out of the natural plane into the spiritual.
Thank you, Lord. I always wonder how you know to do this, because you were like, Crystal, if you get anything, and I'm like, yeah. And then as soon as something dropped, that's when he said, Crystal, come up here. So this is for all of us, and I really hope I can relay this the way that the Holy Spirit is downloading it into me right now. But I truly feel that God is saying to each and every one of us right now that he is updating our curriculum. And it's important to use the word updated, because it's not new. He is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So it's not that he's new, doing something new, although he can do whatever he wants to do, but he's updating our curriculum. Have you ever asked your parents to help you with homework? And they made it out of school too, but for some reason their math was different from your math, but you're doing the same thing. So he said, that's the difference. It's the same thing, but I need you to do it a different way this time. The times have changed. I'm updating something in the system. And so you won't be able to go back and get what I need you to get from those before you who did it a certain way. He said, I'm updating it right now. So when you go to people and you're trying to explain things to them or get them to explain things to you, don't be surprised when it doesn't match, when it doesn't link up. But don't necessarily think that that's not God's spirit. It's just a new time right now. He's updating the curriculum. I just hear him saying that, and that we have to lean on him for the understanding, that we have to rely on one another who are in the same classroom for that understanding. We can't go to those, oh, they came before us, so they know what to tell me. No, he said, this is for now. They weren't in this classroom at this time on this day. I have you sitting in here for a reason with these classmates for a reason, and I'm updating the curriculum so that you can pass it forward.
You know, and as she was talking about it, you know, I kept hearing the words, Roger, Roger, Roger. And I finally realized that's what they say with the radio or CBs or whatever. But we have to be on that frequency with heaven to give it a Roger. You know, God says, be still and be quiet. You say, Roger, right? I mean, but if you're on the wrong frequency, you won't hear anything, and you're still just kind of going about your own natural selves. So I'm calling Roger a heavenly word today. And he could communicate something to you, or we communicate, like Chris is saying, we communicate together something, or because we all have a radio and we all can hear each other and the Lord, because we're all attuned. Make sure you're on stage on number four on the channel, right? Make sure you're on the heavenly channel. When the angel says this, Roger. And when God said, don't let that, you rejoice in that trial, you say, Roger. Because he's trying to take you to a big space. And see, now it's not just because a certain man is speaking, it's more like, is the Holy Spirit speaking through that man? Then you say, Roger. The Roger can mean everything now. So right. So here's Ataba's mind just now going up into heaven, because now I understand Roger. Now I don't understand a low Roger. I understand high Roger. There's a new dispensation that we belong to, that the world knows not of. And it's a different Roger. It's a different life. It's raised out of the grave, Roger. This dispensation is mine, right? Remember Paul would say something like, we have all things, but we have nothing. You know, in a way, we have nothing because we're nothing in ourselves. But in another way, we have all things because that we belong to this all things kingdom. Watch Nida's children birth. Just watch your children birth. Watch the economy of heaven raid the grave. Raid it. Because only God can do that. Our salvation plans can't do it. But the Spirit can raid the grave. Raid it. They come out dancing. Where do I belong? I don't know. I didn't know I belonged here. I didn't know that there was a here. Until we start praying for them and prophesying over them. And prophesying over them. Death has no more sting. They're coming out of the grave of sin in the world. Satan. Pastor Cannon, where did these words come from? They came from heaven. So we're going to anoint a top. Do you have any oil anywhere? Can you, you got some, can you get me, can Kristen go anoint a top? She's going to speak resurrection words, right? Because it's the only hope for us is in the hope of the resurrection. God, show us in, you know, infallible truth of that resurrection. Show us that resurrection. Show us that resurrection. Satan can't touch that, right? Satan cannot touch the resurrection. He can't touch it. Great day. Did you hear that? We were talking about you. Okay. Yes, please. Give her a chair. Can we give her a chair? Okay, good. She can sit here. Come on. I'll let Kristen share.
Well, yeah, just the dream that he had, I just felt like the Holy Spirit was saying that you, he was establishing you as an ambassador. Look. That he was establishing you as one of his ambassadors to teach this updated curriculum because it's been taught a certain way for so long that people aren't grasping it. And he needs them to know this is me, but they're not getting it that old way. And so he's calling you to come forward to people who don't seemingly speak the same language to say, I need you to show them this updated curriculum. So I don't know what that means, but it sounds wonderful to me. God, this is your moment. This is your child. We just thank you, Lord God, for her leadership. We thank you, Lord God, for this anointing on her life right now. Lord, as subtle as she walks into a room, we pray that that same subtlety, Lord God, will burst forth when she's walking in the anointing that you have for her life, Lord God. I pray that she would always keep this humble spirit to be the student just as well as she's going to be the teacher at times. Lord God, we pray for her protection and her covering right now. We ask you to be with her in every situation. Show her where to go, what to do, how to do it, Lord God. Show her who exactly it is that is in need of these words, Lord. Whether it's a stranger, whether it's someone that she works with, whether it is family, whether it is here. God, we anoint her right now. We call heaven down right now to come down and hand her all the resources that she needs to carry out this new curriculum that you are giving her. We thank you for her students. We thank you, Lord God, for her classmates. We thank you that we are a part of this process with her, God, cheering her on and allowing her, Lord God, to just walk in this new leadership position. We pray, Father, that you would just be with her. When it's time to be quiet and just demonstrate, Lord, that you would show her how. When it's time to speak with authority, Lord God, you would give her the words. We pray, Lord God, that every person that comes into her presence would be blessed, Lord God, by this new curriculum, this updated curriculum that you are establishing in her heart that will begin to pour out, Lord God, to those around her.
We thank you, Lord, for this new generation coming behind her, that they will come up, Lord God, under this updated curriculum, knowing you, Lord, in such a way that is connected to heaven, not by a book, not by logic or anything, but through heart connection and true encounters with you. We come against anything that would make her feel like she is not capable of doing this, because, Lord God, you have called her for such a time as this. We thank you so much for her. We honor the God inside of you right now, Ataba. He's doing something wonderful, and we ask you to receive it in Jesus' name.
Resurrection life would flow through her. The economy of love, the economy of God's spirit, the economy of God's life, the economy of the ascension, the economy of life in heaven, the economy of the Mount Zion with all the elders and mighty witnesses, that whole economy, that whole realm, attaches itself to Ataba, that she will only speak and share and minister and love on the life side, on the heavenly side of it. The creative power of the Spirit of God releasing new life. Ataba relinquishes the old. At this moment, she relinquishes everything that's of herself. I let that go. I let that evaporate. I relinquish that. And I move in the heavenly economy. I move in the nature of Christ Jesus himself and the power of the resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. I want to know more. Ataba says, Lord, I want to know more of this resurrection side of things. And death has no more dominion. And the words she speak are spirit and they are life. And there's a worship in the spirit and a revelation in the spirit. Man hasn't seen what's happening here. Eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has it been revealed to the heart of men what God's doing in this child. We thank you for. Ataba, it's not things on the surface. It's the in-depth calling. It's the in-depth knowledge. It's the in-depth resurrection of God manifested itself through your mortal body. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Have thwart the enemy over on the left side, and thwart the enemy over on the right side, and thwart the enemy that's in the lives of other people, and thwart the enemy's plans. Because she hears what God is saying. She says, Roger. Roger. I hear you, Lord, Roger. And as I hear, I do. As I hear, I do. I don't do on my own, but as I hear, I do. And I go as I hear. As I see my Father, I do. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God in Jesus' name. And you'll hold certain keys. You'll hold certain keys that will lead to avenues that many that you bring out can walk on a whole different avenue and live on a whole different plane. You have certain keys to the kingdom and you're able to unlock the doors for others to go and share. Look what God's done for me. You have that grace. You have that grace on you to open doors in the heavens and bring many out of darkness and share the love, the light, the revelation, the grace of abandonment to the natural and life in the spiritual, the grace to abandon the natural and live in the super order of God. There's a grace. This is divine calling. This is something that's not of man. They haven't seen it. They don't know it. They can write about religion, but they haven't seen this ground. They haven't seen this grace. And statues of God on a heavenly plane, sure to make men turn into God men. God, we thank you for Ataba, that you've been preparing her from before the foundation of the world. You've been preparing her for a long time, that you would increase and she would decrease. The life of God would be manifest inside of her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Long ago. somebody was praying about this centuries ago. Centuries ago. Centuries ago, somebody heard this. Need. Unless you have something else. Okay. It's this sort of anointing that breaks yokes. It's a yoke of unbelief. Okay. 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 You might as well do it, right? And the Spirit of God's here. It's His purposes, right? If we stay in His purposes, things will get broken. Staying and for His glory, right? Raquel, you can sit right here. And if you can get past the jury, a chair beside her, Mike. We want to break unbelief, Pastor Jerry, and agree for the dissolving of the growth. Okay, just we want to stand on it together for His glory. Right, remember. I'm going to try to say this right. And then I'm going to turn this over. As soon as she put her hands on it, I could feel the coursing of the power. He told the ladies that Lazarus' death was for the glory of God. Any death experiences that we go through are for the glory of God. Death is not to mean to bring forth death. Death is meant to bring forth life. Okay. If you're in the kingdom. If you're in the world, death is going to just keep bringing more death. If you're in the kingdom, all death does is for the glory of God to bring forth light. Amen.
Raquel, it's not really fear that you're battling with. It's time. We look at time. It's been this long. God's going to take you into eternity and out of time. Into eternity and out of time. And that will dissolve every question. It will dissolve. 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 Out of time into eternity. No more battling with time. No more, no more. No more, no more. The eternal God is moving and dissolving and working. The eternal God, the resurrected Jesus. He works behind the scene. When it looks like nothing is happening, oh, it looks like nothing is happening, but that's time. But eternity sees. Eternity sees the result and the victory. So the Spirit of Christ is lifting you up out of time and causing you to walk in eternity from this day forward. From this day forward. Raquel is a woman of eternity. No more burden with time. No more looking at the circumstances or the thing. Heaven dissolves. heaven dissolves. I'm going to say something that they always say at funerals. Earth has no sorrows that heaven won't heal. See, and they're talking about way by and by. We're talking about the eternal heaven that you're entering into. All of the earthly things, all the earthly sorrows, all the earthly issues are dissolved because you're a woman of heaven, a woman of eternity, a woman that knows and sees and operates in the heavens.
That's right.
In the heavens. In the heavens now. In the heavens. In the heavens. In the heavens. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Hell will try to pull you back. But heaven is saying, oh no. There's a grip of heaven on you. A grip of heaven's grace. It's yours. For the receiving of it. In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, Crystal, you need to come back, please. Thank you, Father, for the grace that's on Rocky. Stay right there. And the grace that's on Shanique. Here's the spirit of wisdom and revelation. It came with the resurrection. The spirit of the same Christ that raised from the dead to the glory of the Father. Makes you rise from the dead to the same glory of the Father. Same gifts that Christ had, same revelation, same understanding, same ministration of the Spirit that's on the inside of you, same working of the Spirit, same. There's no difference between day and night with me because I'm in another realm in the newness of life. Same ministration of God working in you that worked in Christ when he walked the earth. Same ministration. Same ministration. Exact same revelation and gifting, healing, understanding, same. It's the glory of God. Why is it happening? Because God wants to be glorified. It's the glory of God in Shanique, walking like Christ, living in Christ's perfection for the glory of God, raised from the dead for the glory of God, elevated to righteousness for the glory of God. Seeing individuals get slain by the Spirit, claiming the newness of life for the lost. Same Spirit, same prayer life like Christ in the middle of the night. Save him out of the darkness. Spirit, attach yourself to the lost and dying until their bones start to come back together, until you restore the sinew and the life inside of them. Let it happen, O Lord. Same prayers of Christ. Same Spirit that raised him from the dead. That's Shanique in God. That's Shanique in the Spirit. That's Shanique in revelation. That's Shanique in resurrection. That's Shanique in the economy of love and life. That men die to see. And give glory to the Father. They give glory, absolute glory to the Father. There's nothing left in her but God himself. The only thing left in her is God himself. Count it all loss for the gain of this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you could pray for Rocky.
Rocky, we love you. All of us here love you. And thank you for your vulnerability this morning and just stating how you feel, because sometimes we have to call it out. And even now, I know the enemy is still trying to battle you and tell you, well, that wasn't right. And you still didn't say this right. And he's still in your head right now, but that's okay. He's just mad because what you did was you called out what he's trying to do. And when you do that, you're already chopping off the serpent's head. And God is able to come down and put your pieces back together and really show you what the problem is, because Satan is nothing but a deceiver, a liar, and a thief. And what he wants to try to tell you
you is that your problem is this, when really it's something over here that's happening. And he wants it to disguise itself as something else, which is what Pastor Jerry was getting at. Like, you think it's this, but it's not really this. This is what's happening over here. He wants you to focus on the wrong issue, when really all you have to do is call it out and say, God, I'm feeling something right now that's not you. And as soon as you call that out, first of all, that blesses all of us because we all deal with it. So please feel no shame in that. But when you call it out and say, God, I'm feeling something right now that's not you, he's able to come down and minister to that spot that none of us can touch. He can come to that spot and correct whatever the issue is, no matter what the enemy is saying or trying to do. So we just rebuke death right now. We rebuke just a spirit of fear, unbelief, whatever it is. God, we just ask that you would come down. I command the angels of heaven to come and surround Raquel right now. And we pray, Father God, that they would comfort her, that they would be with her, Lord God, when she's here in this moment and when she goes home tonight and she's laying down and having those thoughts circulate in her mind, Lord, remind her of this moment right now, that she is in your hands, that time is in your hands, Lord God, so that there is nothing that she has to fear. He says, fear not, my daughter. I am taking care of everything. He is perfecting everything that concerns you right now. And I know it doesn't look that way. But keep speaking it even when it doesn't look that way. It's not enough to be silent and not say negativity out loud. We have to speak what God is saying. What he's saying right now is that I've got this. I'm in control. I just need you to believe that. You don't even think you don't have to think you have anything in control. I don't want you to. I want you to just relinquish everything that you're trying so hard to hold on to and allow me to pull it all together. So God, we thank you for what's happening right now. We thank you for clearing and decluttering her heart, showing her, Lord God, how to pray, how to go in and get into your spirit like she needs to, Lord, to rebuke what is happening. We thank you, Lord God, that she's a warrior princess, that she is going to fight her battles, Lord God, when we are here and when we're not here. We thank you, Lord God, that she's experiencing these times because she'll be able to reach people who are going through what she's going through right now. We thank you, Lord. We count it all joy, even in these times. And we thank you, God, for sending your angels right now to surround her, for coming to her rescue in each and every moment. You've never failed her before, Lord God. So remind her of every time that you've picked her up, no matter what the enemy is trying to do. Sometimes, Rocky, I feel like the Lord is saying, you think that you've walked in the wrong direction, or you feel like you've stepped into the enemy's camp. And it's like God saying, no, I don't need you to get discouraged by that. I want you to be encouraged that when you face a new battle, it's because I knew you could handle it. You graduated to that next level. That is why I'm allowing you to experience that. It's not supposed to decrease your faith. I was supposed to increase that in those moments. It was meant to say, wow, I trust my daughter to go through this, and she's going to make it out on the other side. So be encouraged today that you are not alone. And whether all of us are standing with you or you're by yourself, God is with you. And you're going to be an encouragement to the rest of us because we're seeing you come out on the other side.
That's for God's glory. That's for God's glory. Amen. Thank you, guys. Michelle. Amen. Do I need to bring the walkie back there? I mean, the mic back there. You sure? It's getting hard to stand up here. Amen, guys. Moving in a whole higher direction. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to share this dream I was sharing with my, I'm a Copper Squad pastor, that I was sharing with my husband. Was it Friday night? Thursday night? Friday night? And we were, no, I was watching something. We've been watching the Bible stories. Because, you know, every resurrection they show the Bible stories. And I was looking at the part with the man at the beautiful gate. And that night, I dreamt about it. And in the dream, I dreamt we went on vacation to Jerusalem. And in the dream, I was so excited. I want to get to go to the tomb where Jesus laid, you know, just so excited. And in the dream, when I got there, it was just like any other city. And in a dream, I did go into the tomb where Jesus laid. And we were both excited about being in the tomb and everything. And then the tour guide was, you know, talking about how great, you know, the experience is of being in the tomb. And I was like, well, I want to lay on it. I want to lay on the stone. And so I laid on the stone. And when I laid there, you know, it was like something came over me. And it was like the Lord was speaking to me. And he said, it's not the power of the tomb, but it was the power that took place in the tomb. And so when I came out the tomb discouraged. I wasn't excited anymore. And so when we got back, so then when we got to the beautiful gate, and the tour guide was talking about Peter going up to the upper room and coming back with the anointing and how he was in filled with the resurrection power and the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord was showing me also right there that when he was imparted with the Holy Spirit, that no one had ever been imparted like that before. And that's the same thing God is trying to give us, the impartation, the same way he gave it to Peter. And when he came out and was leaving the beautiful gate, and the man that couldn't walk, when I woke up, I was like, Lord, how come everybody always ministering about the man that couldn't walk at the beautiful gate, when so many things happen at the beautiful gate? Not taken away from the man being healed, but when how the people were excited to see Peter, and how the people were filled with the Holy Spirit, and how he was it 10,000 souls being saved. You know, nobody mentioned that. All they mentioned is the man that got healed was able to walk. But he was out there asking for alms, asking for money. And so Peter said to him, such as I have, I'll give to you. And I said, well, Lord, why did he only ask to walk? But he really didn't even ask to walk because he didn't believe. And so Peter lifted him up, you know, and he was lame no more. And then, anyway, when I was at the beautiful gate in the dream, it was like when I came back, it was like a mirage, you know. I didn't even know I was back. I felt like I was still there. I felt like I was there in biblical times, watching the whole scene. Watching the man get up and walk, hearing his bones crack in place, you know. And when I came back, I was like, Lord, I want to see miracles like that. I want to hear the bones crack in place with whatever situation it is. And I said to Derek, I said, are we asking him for all that we're supposed to ask him? Because when he said to the man, such as I have, I give unto you. He just got filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. He didn't ask for the infilling of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, he didn't ask for the resurrection power. He didn't ask to be saved. He said, what I have, what is in me, I can give it to you. But all he got was the healing. You know, so I've been even praying about that. Lord, I want more than just the healing. You know, and I thought about my mom. I'm going to tell on you for a minute, Mom. I thought about a situation we were in, and my mom was frustrated. And I was like, what's the problem? I think I was maybe 15 or 14. And she said, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get this light bill paid. And she was going to revival that night at somebody's church. And at the last minute, I said, I'm going to go with you. And so I went with her to this particular revival that night. And the lady was talking to her about someone being in agreement with her. You know, and she said, doesn't matter who it is. All you need is agreement. All you need is agreement. And so the lady came up to my mom, and she grabbed mom's hands, and she said to mom, pull out of me what you need. She said, all that you need, pull it out of me. So the lady was standing there praying for mom and prophesying to mom and everything. And, you know, and you could feel the power of the Holy Spirit at that moment. And when she walked off, she turned around and she looked back at mom and she said to her, God wanted to do more, but whatever you asked for, that's all he's going to do. And that took me back to that, being at the gate and the man not asking for more than just the healing. Do I sound crazy?
No. Okay.
Tell the story, and I believe this is for all of us. We're not asking God for all that's available to us. That night, my husband had $10,000 in his hand. He shot pool, gambled pool. He had $10,000, he said, in his hand. The light bill was $300 and some dollars. He said he ended up losing all of it back down to $300 because all I asked for, he brought home down to the penny what I asked for. And he had that night $10,000 in his hand. I have never forgotten that. Ask for more than what you think you need. God is not a God that is limited to just one need. There were other needs I had, but the light bill was, I don't want to be in the dark. So ask God. Where did he go? Father God, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit and for you, him moving in our lives. For bringing us from death to life, for keep us living and moving in the kingdom of God. God, whatever the cost, whatever the price, we relinquish ourselves to you that you will move according to your will and not according to ours. In Jesus' name.